A bill that is fundamental to setting up legal regulations for marijuana in Alaska passed the state house today. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the bipartisan vote is a step toward the Alcoholic Beverages Control Board establishing a permit structure that oversees a full legal market, from growers to commercial sales.
Barrow Democrat Ben Nagiak got laughs when he spoke during the House floor session. He said there are some basic reasons marijuana needs its own regulatory board.
I mean, geez, every time I see a high people, I go over there because I want to laugh. And then I think we need to have a separate board to have, you know, happy people versus unhappy people.
House Bill 123 sets up a body within the ABC board to start doing exactly what voters opted for on ballot measure 2, regulating marijuana like alcohol. The state has until November 24th to set up a regulatory structure for all the pieces of a legal marijuana market that don't exist yet, from permits to grow to packaging and sales. Republican Liz Vasquez of Anchorage says it's too much work for the board to handle as is.
The staff of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board is simply overwhelmed by the work they have right now to throw in the mix matters dealing with marijuana and so forth. I don't think it's doable. I don't think we're appropriating enough resources to this issue.
One of the biggest issues during the floor session was the fiscal note. Some House members say that at just under $1.6 million, the state can't afford to pay for the four new staff positions it would create in the ABC board. While the marijuana board would be made up of five volunteers coming from different backgrounds, the staff working on their behalf would be full-time state employees. But ABC board director Cynthia Franklin says the money makes all the difference.
We need the money to not only get the people in place to take on this additional substance, but to get the technology in place to be able to answer reporters and legislators' questions about what's happening with marijuana, who's applying for licenses, how we're approaching the subject, and more importantly, assuring the people of Alaska that any marijuana they buy in a retail establishment has been legally grown and can be traced from the time it was born, so to speak, until the time it's sold in the store.
Lawmakers made a number of arguments against the bill. Some worried that it would allow felons to work in the new industry. Others raised concerns about the composition of the board and what count as qualifications when it comes to industry experience. Anchorage Republican Gabrielle Ledoux says such narrow definitions of expertise are unnecessary.
You don't have to be a cannibal to know something about cannibalism. You want people to know something about marijuana who are regulating it.
HB 123 passed 25-15 and now goes before the Senate for consideration. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Zachariah Hughes.